Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Getting very close to that first match for the UNC Bears wrestling side of things coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock as the Bears get set to take on Fort Hays State. Joining us now, UNC head wrestling coach Troy Nickerson. I love catching up with Coach. Great guy. Coach, thanks for being on the program today, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brady.
Yeah, anytime. Of course, Coach, I want to talk to you about this a little bit because a lot of people are asking me there, and I'm sure you've heard it 4 bazillion times just today, Andrew Alirez. I mean, Andrew Alirez, such a stud wrestler, but people want to know, and we want to hear it from you, kind of like, what's his status this year? What's he going to do? Will he be back? What kind of give us the picture of what's going on with Andrew at this point.
Yep, so Andrew is currently not enrolled in school. He is taking an Olympic redshirt year. So basically, he's deferred school for the year. He deferred his eligibility, and it's something that they let some of these elite athletes do that have those serious expectations of, hey, he's got a chance to make an Olympic team, right? And that's something that we are certainly, we're confident in his ability to go out and do so. So, he's been training hard with the Northern Colorado Wrestling Club here, and he's been down to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs a couple times. He's getting back into it right now. So about, mid-December, he will compete in the U.S. Open, which is the first qualifier. And from there, he starts his journey onto trying to make that Olympic team.
Yeah, and again, people wonder, they hear that news, and if there's a guy that you have to be confident that is still going to be involved with UNC wrestling, even if he's not going to be wrestling, he'll be wrestling and training for the Olympics. This is Mr. Greeley. This is Mr. University of Northern Colorado. So I know he's still going to be very much involved with you guys. But what does that look like? I mean, on a daily basis, he is on the team, but he isn't. But how does that work, Coach?
Yeah, so he's not on our official roster right now, so he's not part of the team since he's not enrolled in school. But again, like I said, he's training with our Northern Colorado Wrestling Club, which is a charter USA wrestling club that is based here out of our UNC room. And, that club trains 4 times a week, and then a lot of our college wrestlers train in there. He's still using our university weight room. I mean, he's around a lot, right? So I mean, he's still a big part of this. I mean, even he's stopping by our university practices and checking in on the guys, and still very close with everybody. So I mean, he's he's not officially a part of the team, he is very much a part of us. And again, I know the follow-up question, right, is that what's that mean for his future? Yeah. And again, I mean, down the road, I mean, he does have a year of eligibility back. And after this year of making this Olympic run, he will be back in a UNC singlet, trying to win another national title.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. You're right, Coach. You know me too well. That was going to be the follow-up question. What happens next? But we love the guy and love this program and what you're doing. And while Andrew Alirez is ridiculous, and the guy, I mean, he has the sky is the limit for this young man. You have a lot of depth on this squad, Coach, and there's a lot of guys that I'm pumped about. I mean, talk to us about guys like Steve O'Poulin, Vinny Zerbin. Those guys both qualified for the NCAA tournament last season, too. So we had a lot of wrestlers doing monster things last season. So here's two guys that I think wrestling fans and fans throughout Northern Colorado need to, if they don't know, certainly need to start following.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both had fantastic seasons last year as freshmen, which it's not always easy to compete at the highest level as a freshman in wrestling, right? It's a tough physical sport. And, Steve-O went out and won a Big 12 title. I mean, both him and Vinny were a round away from being All-Americans, which is, I mean, it's the pinnacle of the sport, right? So, I mean, they're both ranked very, very highly coming into this season. And, I'm expecting big things from them. I mean, they've had great summers of off-season training. I really think the sky is the limit for both of them. Steve-O in particular, don't be surprised to see him wrestling on Saturday night on that third week of March. You know, I really believe he has the opportunity to win a national title. And, you know, a guy like Vinny Zerbin, man, he's the total wild card, right? I mean, he has the ability. You know, he's in a monster weight class. He's got a lot of seniors that are returning at his weight class, you know, and I'm not saying that he can't beat those guys, because I think he can, but, you know, time will tell. I mean, you know, he, first competition of the year last year, knocked off the kid from Penn State who ultimately ended up in the national finals, and we're supposed to see him in about 3 weeks, so we'll see where we're at.
We're talking to UNC wrestling coach Troy Nickerson. How much was, especially with those two guys, with Zerbin and Poulin, do they look at what Andrew Alirez did? Because I love the story with Alirez and how close he is with you, coach. We knew he was good before last season. I mean, we knew that, but he was so laser focused. He said, I got to change a lot of things if I want to take it to that next level. And that's how precise you have to be. If you want to be, you know, undefeated, you want to be a champ, you want to be almost perfect, it's little tweaks that turn out to be big things. How much of what Andrew Alirez did to change things just a bit last season has affected guys like Poulin and Zerbin?
It's been huge, right? I mean, I think you can't even put a value on, you know, just seeing a guy, being around him for an entire year, you know, being able to see it right in front of your eyes, right? I mean, you know, coaching is a very thankless job in a lot of ways, you know, and we can preach it to them a lot of times, but, you know, it's getting them to get that buy-in, right? And I've told this story multiple times, you know, throughout the summer, walking back from the NCAA finals to the hotel last year, after Andrew had won the title, I was walking behind Andrew with Steve-O, and, you know, Steve-O just said to me, you know, he said, you don't need to tell me anymore. He's like, I get it. I see it, right? And they've made those changes, right? And I think when they, you know, all of our athletes are able to see just those small little micro changes that they can make and just their, you know, just their lives, their study habits, you know, just, I mean, how they carry themselves. It's those little things that really culminate into making them a champion on the mat.
Well, you always wonder that, because obviously to get to the level that you guys are, this level of wrestling, I mean, you got to be freaking good. But then there's another level, and probably like four other levels on top of that where Andrew Alirez is, and it is that buy-in. Yeah, you can come out here and be a really good wrestler for your career here at UNC, but if you want to really take it to that next step, you got to buy in just a little bit more and then a little bit more. And I think that's what's so cool to see you with what you're doing with this program, coach, is you're seeing these guys that have obviously that talent already, but then they get around this program, they get around UNC, and something else clicks. And it's an ongoing thing. So I'm really excited. A lot of depth on this team too, compared to years past. So I'm excited to see how it kind of resonates with the rest of your team.
Absolutely, and we're extremely young. You know, we've been able to bring in some real impact transfers this year, which I'm really excited about. And, you know, we've got some new faces that you'll see that redshirted last year. You know, this team is young and hungry, and, I mean, you know, this is year 10 for me, and it's been a slow and steady, you know, climb up that mountain. And, you know, every year we're getting better, and you're starting to see the confidence in these athletes really just take that next step. And that's what it takes, you know. And, you know, we're starting things off here on Friday, and I'm expecting these guys to go out and show that confidence and really just put on a show for our fans.
Well, a big-time show, too. I mean, we have a lot of wrestling fans in this area. Wrestling is a monster sport in northern Colorado, honestly, throughout the state. And what's cool about seeing your roster, too, the depth, you got the stars, you got the studs, also mixing in a lot of local guys, too, a lot of Colorado wrestlers on this squad.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that's been important to me since day one. You know, I mean, being the only publicly funded Division I school in the state, it was important to keep local talent home. And I knew coming here that we had enough talent to be able to do that, right? And, you know, we've been able to get a lot of them right out of the high school. But then, you know, also you've got guys like Dominic Serrano, who just transferred back, a Windsor grad, four-time undefeated state champion. You know, he's another one of those guys that, you know, maybe some people in this community have maybe forgotten about a little bit, but I tell you what, on Friday night, they're going to remember, oh, yeah, he was pretty dang good in high school, and he's still pretty dang good.
Dominic Serrano, absolutely. A lot of names, too, because, again, we do our state wrestling coverage, and we talk about wrestling, and we do that. We hear all these big names, and I love seeing the mix. I'm not saying everybody needs to be from Colorado, but when you see those studs that are Coloradoans, man, that's like the double whammy. And I absolutely love it. Coach, you know how impressed I am with you and this program. I'm so excited for the season to get underway. I got the counter up. 1 day, 4 hours, 34 minutes, 21 seconds, 20 seconds. We're getting there, Coach.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Coach, we'll catch up with you soon. I know we got some ideas in the works still, too. So we'll be reaching out very soon. Best of luck to you guys tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit later.
Thank you, guys. Go Bears.
All right, go Bears. UNC wrestling coach Troy Nickerson. I love that guy. He's a good dude. And Angel, that's the thing. I'm not the world's best wrestling guy. Probably far from that. But you talk to Troy and you're like, I want to go out there and I want to like just immerse myself into this program. I want to learn more about this program. He got some studs. This Steve O'Poulin is a stud. He's like famous. He was famous when he was wrestling in, wasn't he like in New York, and he had the Mohawk and everything, and everybody knew him. He was like a YouTube sensation. And now he's here and he's freaking dedicated. He looks at Nickerson and says, you ain't got to tell me that stuff anymore. I mean, keep telling me, but I get it. I'm in. I want to be the next Andrew Alirez. Let's make that happen. 33 minutes after the hour. Quickly, we'll jump over to Jesse Kurtz coming up. We'll talk some Mount West. Big weekend in the Mount West Conference. Friday night football between the Wyoming Cowboys and Colorado State Rams. That's a big one as well. We'll talk to Jesse next. But first, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.